This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I was just kind of chuckling. Just before the broadcast started, I was telling our engineer, Blake, what we were going to talk about. So I said, hey, Kyle and I are going to be talking about automotive technology and how a multi-prong approach took out a lot of the older vehicles that you used to see on the road. So I went into a really rapid thumbnail sketch of what we're going to talk about. And I said, does that make sense? And he said, no, but it sounds interesting. Oh, geez. Let me just let everyone know that we are all set, cocked, and locked, and your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. And we're delighted you're in class today, and it's a special class, one that is not scripted. This is just going to be free form. And let me tell you what happened. So I worked on our Jeep. We have a farm Jeep. It's a 1994 Jeep Wrangler. Plain Jeep. It's got a hard top. It's got windshield wipers and a heater, and it's got two doors. Took out the back seat, put a trailer hitch on it, and we use it around the farm to haul around fence posts and bring feed to the animals and pull trailers around and get wood. And so it's just a utility Jeep. It's a way less expensive version than a two-seat ATV. Way less expensive, like a third the price. And it has a heater, so it's kind of nice. And we had to replace the camshaft in it, and we'll talk a little bit more about why that happened in a few minutes. So I was mentioning this to Rich Sheban early in the week. And I said, I plan on talking about this. And he said, you need to have a guy on with you who is an expert in automotive mechanics. I said, yeah, I'm going to call him right now. So I picked up the phone and I called Kyle Harris, who's with us right now. So Kyle, in a previous position, you were the assistant service manager for Chrysler, which owned a Jeep, and GMC, and Cadillacs. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. I was service, they called me assistant service manager, but there was only one guy, and he was over the whole thing, parts and service and everything, and pretty much with service, I handled everything. But, yeah, but I've also, just kind of like you, Vince, I've been a gearhead in the sense that, I was buying and fixing up cars and reselling them to make extra money all the way back in high school. Mm-hmm. And, I went to college actually to specifically for automatic transmissions and things like that, and more advanced automotive repair as well. And then I worked as a mechanic for a while. And then I moved up quickly to assistant service manager.
Okay. All right. So we're going to talk about older vehicles. We're going to talk, and I'm talking about the 1960s, 70s, 80s model vehicles and how they seem to have disappeared. And I believe we've connected the dots as to the multi-prong approach to get rid of the older vehicles in favor of the new vehicles. And the new vehicles have two features that we probably don't like. One feature is that 2000 and newer model cars have a satellite tracking system built in. That's one. And the other feature that we don't like, most of us, and that's at USA Prepares, is that you have to bring your vehicle to the dealership in order for them to use the dealership's computer to adjust or make certain adjustments. And even if you want some parts replaced on your vehicle, you have to have the dealership's computer tools to tell the parts that you just put on that they are to be used with your vehicle. So, for example, if you have an engine control computer that fails because the manufacturer of your Dodge Cummins turbo diesel pickup truck mounted that computer on the side of your vehicle in the engine compartment and it got hot, and over the years it wore out before the rest of the vehicle did, and you find a used one on the internet and you go, wow, this is great, let me get this used computer and I'll just stick it on, because it only has maybe one, two, or three cables and connectors, and you just stick it on the side of your vehicle, bolt it on, it won't work. Because it has to be told, your engine has to be told, or the other computers have to be told, that this computer is really part of the system and it's not foreign, and yeah, you can talk to it. Now, the average mechanic will not have that tool nor that computer to do that. So you have to bring it to the dealership. So a $200 computer becomes a $950 repair bill. That's the kind of thing that's going on, and we don't like it. Kyle, do you have any comments about that?
Yeah, actually, and you, for General Motors, you can go back to 96, even, is when they came out with OBD2, which is Onboard Diagnostic System Generation 2, is what that stands for. And the OBD2 system was, you know, each cylinder had its own coil, rather than just one coil to fire all eight cylinders if you had a V8 pickup or something like that. But each system, each cylinder had its own coil, and so, you know, that's more things to go out, more control. And like you said, you know, if you, even in 96, if you had that problem, it affected a lot of the other different systems, best way to put that, I guess. There's a positive side to the OBD2 system, not in the sense of survival, but in the sense of finding out. It was a smarter computer, for lack of a better term, and there's more modules to control. But when you plug the OBD2 scanner into this, it can tell you directly, okay, coil, say just for instance, coils are cylinder number 2 and your engine is not firing. Whereas the older computers would say you have a misfire and then you got to try to figure out where it's coming from.
Very, very good point. And so, class, here's something that you may want to consider doing for yourself. And this is something that I've done. And I generally, I can't think of anything that I've recommended that you consider doing that I have not done or would not do. So what Kyle's saying is absolutely right. If you have one of these 1996 and newer vehicles, and we have a 1994 truck that has, a General Motors truck that has an OBD2 scan port on it. It's a connector underneath the dash, typically. And it has a lot of holes, and it's a D-shaped, kind of like a big video cable connector. It's like that, maybe an inch and a half long, and maybe a half an inch wide, maybe a little bit wider than that. And you plug in this cable attached to a handheld scanner, about the size of the handset on a telephone, if you will, about that size. And you turn on the ignition, and the computer will communicate with this scanning tool, and it will read on a display what it has found as error codes on the on your car's computer. And then you can use those error codes to further diagnose what you want to do to fix the problem. And so I bought one of these tools. I bought it on the internet. I bought it on eBay. And I paid about $32, $33, $34, something like that for it, shipped without tax. And I have that with us. And, you know, people are, believe it or not, class, people are showing up at our farm with problems with their car, and they're asking us to fix them. I'm telling you a couple different things in this little side trip we're taking. Number one, they know that they have a problem because a light came on their dashboard that said check engine. And they know that we have the tool, and they want to know what it is and whether they, you know, should consider having it fixed or whether it's something that we can reset. Another thing I'm telling you is that cars are showing up with people behind the wheel to our farm because they think that we know more about what's wrong with their vehicles and can fix them better than the other auto mechanics around town who are in the business of fixing vehicles can. What I'm saying is they don't trust the typical mechanics as much as they trust us, which is kind of an interesting compliment, but it's presented another problem because we're a bunch of farmers, but they think that we know more because we seem to have the ability to fix the vehicles, and they don't trust the typical oil change places, brake change places, exhaust change places, transmission change places, and they do trust the dealers, but they don't want to go to the dealers because the dealers are way, way, way more expensive. So that's just a little side trip, and you may want to consider getting your own scan tool, and you don't have to spend a lot of money. You can get one for about $35 or less shipped on eBay, but read all the descriptions, learn what you can before you buy it. You can spend more money if you go to Harbor Freight, but you don't need to spend that much, in my opinion. Any comments on that, Kyle?
Sure. Yeah. It's important to be able to scan these things, but it's really important to have books to be able to take that code and turn to a page in a book where you can see where it's located. Whatever module or whatever problem it is, or some things require special tools or tools that you might have to build in order to access some of these things, these parts and pieces, that they shoehorn them in there. You know what I mean? They really put them so they're very difficult sometimes to get to. So here's one other thing that this is having to do with survival and preparedness and stuff like that. So if the Schumer were to hit the fan and you're driving one of these newer vehicles and all of a sudden your check engine light comes on, but the engine, well, I'll finish this up after the break.
Yeah, I can tell this is a really good point, class. And I have a feeling it's going to end up with, when you have this OBD2 scan tool, why don't you take it with you? Think about that. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle Harris is with us, and we're talking about automobile engines. And Class, I can almost guarantee that you'll learn something that you didn't know during this broadcast. I can almost guarantee it. Now, that's including Shade Tree Mechanics. So even if you work on your own vehicles, we're going to share some tips, tricks, and thoughts that are probably, well, some of them may be new to you. So you may want to consider staying with us, even if, you know, we're talking about things that either you know about or are foreign to you. I still think it's good information, and you, to be preparedness-minded, you might want to share this broadcast with others. So, Kyle, you're talking about the OBD2 onboard diagnostics version 2 scanner. I mentioned that I bought one that was about $32, $34, shipped from and tax-exempt, well, untaxed on the Internet, out of state. And please continue. As you travel, you had some thoughts about that.
Yeah, sure. So this has to do with, say, it's a survival situation, and your check engine light. Now you got to remember something. If something goes haywire in your newer vehicle, most of the time, what I have found, I'm talking 75% of the time, it has to do with emission controls, whether that's your O2 sensors or something along those lines. Throttle positions sometimes, little things, okay, and your check engine light comes on. And say you don't have your OBD2 scanner with you, just for curiosity or to pose a thing, a problem here. So your check engine light comes on, but your engine and your car is looking, is running fine. You have a chance to pull over, kind of look at thing, is you lift the hood, you look over, there's no hoses, there's no belts, there's no problem with any of that. But your check engine light's on and you can't figure out why. Well, people have to understand that in your exhaust pipe, there, in most, depending on what vehicle you have, there's one or two of these little tiny sensors in the exhaust pipe, and they're called an oxygen sensor, or O2 sensor. And they have very, very tight parameters of what is acceptable for exhaust going out the tailpipe. And they want you to, in order to not pollute, they want you to swap them out immediately if you have your, you know, if that's what's the matter with it. So, but your engine can run fine for a long, long time with the check engine light on if the engine's running fine. So let's just say you were in a bad place and you needed to get out of there. And your check engine light's on. You can drive it as long as the engine and everything is running fine. You can drive it and your engine isn't overheating or there's nothing wrong with your charging system or anything like that. So I'm prefacing all of these questions. Just be careful. Just realize this as well. Okay, your check engine light is on. So that means that anything else that happens to your engine, this car is not going to tell you anything bad that's else that's gone wrong because it's already got a code that says check your engine already on. Now, when you get home, so you get home and you've got your scanner and you go in there, you might find just an O2 sensor or you might find O2 sensor, cam sensor. Uh-oh, well, cam sensor, that's kind of a serious thing. So you're going to have to start digging into your books and figure out what's wrong and how to repair these different things as you go. You can get these Haynes or Chilton manuals and things like that, but if I'm going to have a vehicle for very long, and I know this is the one, I try to find an actual factory repair manual. And they're around used, they're around 35 to 65, sometimes a little more. And they're usually not some small book. They're like 2 to 5 volumes, like an encyclopedia. It goes from one end of your car to the other. We can finish up on the other side here. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Good information. And I'm going to talk more about the scanners and what to do when we come back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. Sunny-Bay.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.americanfreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.americanfreedomchecks.com before May 1st. That's www.americanfreedomchecks.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, you've got your.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, we're talking about cars today and trucks. And Kyle was mentioning the scanner and what it means when you see the check engine light, and typically how it means something with the emission controls, the sensors in the exhaust system before and after the catalytic converter, called the oxygen sensors. And he was talking about other parts of the fuel system that might trigger a warning light to come on, engine warning light, and then when that comes on, if something else happens after that that's serious, real serious, you won't know because the warning light has already come on that says check your engine. Kyle, please continue.
Okay. I just want to make one little differentiation here now. I want people to really understand that the check engine light is not a oil light or something along that lines. Because if you don't have a oil pressure gauge on your car and all it has is like what I call idiot lights, they come on and instantly, so you don't check your oil forever and you run out of oil or something, that oil pressure light will come on. If that happens, you need to pull over as instantly as you possibly can. Because that oil light only comes on when the pressure in your oil pumping system inside the engine, if I remember correctly, it varies a little bit from maker to maker, but it's somewhere between 3 and 5 pounds of pressure. So by then, the chances that you haven't done some kind of damage to your engine is pretty low. The chances are that you did do some kind of damage to your engine. Because normal engine oil pressure runs anywhere from 25 to 80 pounds. So depending on, you know, what the RPM of your engine. So that's just something to think about. Just make sure I'm not telling you it's okay to drive if your oil pressure light comes on or your coolant light comes on or something along those lines. I'm specifically talking about the check engine light. And a lot of times on these newer cars, what it has is a little tiny picture of an engine, and it's usually in yellow, a little yellow light that'll come on. And again, I'm speaking in terms of a situation. If you're in a blizzard and your check engine light comes on, you're not gonna pull over and die, because if your engine's running fine, you're gonna get out of the blizzard, or if it's a worse situation, you know, to physical harm to you, the car is way secondary compared to your life.
Yeah. So Kyle, when you talk about the check engine light, that's an amber colored or yellow colored light, which means caution, just like a traffic light, caution. Now the oil light, if that comes on and says oil, that's red. That means stop. And
yep.
I know this for a fact because we have a friend who was driving a pickup truck that was owned by another member of the family. And he was coming to see us, and he was on the interstate, and the oil light came on. And he thought, okay, that means check the oil. So he drove to the next exit, you know, pulled off, checked the oil. There was no oil on the dipstick, got some oil. And the bottom line is we had to put a new engine in that truck.
Yep.
So, yeah, when you see that oil light, that doesn't mean check the oil. That means it's past check the oil point. And now when you check the oil, you're probably going to find out that there's something wrong with the lubrication system and your engine has already had serious engine wear or experienced catastrophic failure. That's how I read that red oil light. Is that what you see also?
Absolutely. Which kind of brings up another point, you know. I know you do it, and I know I do it. Every vehicle I have a little cardboard box. I'm not sure exactly how you do it, but this is how I do it. I have a little cardboard box in the back of every vehicle I own. And in that box is, they're all automatic transmissions. Okay, so in that box I carry 2 quarts of oil. Of whatever I'm running. If it's the summertime, I'm running 10:30, and I don't care what the car calls for. If it calls for 5:30, I personally don't care. I'm going to run a little thicker oil in it in the summertime. Wintertime, 5:30 is great. This is just me, my own particular bent. Okay, I know for a fact that oil pressure is a little higher and it lubricates better. It's a little bit tiny thicker, the oil is. You might lose a half a mile per gallon, but that's, in my way of thinking, this is the way I do it. So I carry in this box 2 quarts of oil, one quart of automatic transmission fluid, one small can of brake fluid. I carry a four-way lug wrench because I don't like using the factory-built lug wrenches in order to change a tire. I carry a full-size spare. There's little tiny things that you can, once you learn how to use them, I carry an extra gallon of windshield washer fluid back there in that as well. I carry a pair of jumper cables, different things that you might need as you travel. So there's things, you know, if your brakes, let's just jump to that real quick. If your brakes, you have to go all the way to the floor, but it still stops. The reason that it still stops when you go all the way to the floor is because there's a secondary system in your master cylinder, which is what you're, when you push the brakes, that's the first place it goes, that can apply a tiny amount of brake fluid to the brakes to stop you in an emergency in case you have something wrong with your brake system. If it goes all the way to the floor, don't try it two or three times, because one of these times it's not going to work and you're going to just keep going right on down. So if you push that brake pedal and it goes to the floor but still stops, pull over and call a tow truck. Do not try to limp that or drive it somewhere, because that is just, that's really dangerous. That means you've got a hole in a brake line, you've got a master cylinder failure, you've got all kinds of different things that can happen. So that's just a one little tiny rabbit trail, but it has to do with being prepared. And so these are just little things. Go ahead and elaborate on how much what you do.
Okay. Well, a lot of what I do is what you do. And in one of the vehicles, I will carry the OBD2 scanner. But I only have one of them, so I can't put them in all the vehicles. I will carry, as you do, a 12-ounce... a plastic bottle of brake fluid, and it'll either be .3 or .4. DOT stands for Department of Transportation, and there's a grade of oil, either synthetic or non-synthetic, and it'll be either .3 or .4 in most cases. So when you look at under your hood, you'll see whether your master cylinder says DOT3 or DOT4, so you can get the right oil. And how brake fluid. And how expensive is it? A couple dollars. So it's not a lot of money. So, yes, I carry a 12-ounce container of brake fluid, and you want to keep the cap tight. You do not want moisture to get into your brake fluid. I carry a quart of engine oil. I carry a quart of automatic transmission fluid. I carry some bottles of water. Now, these would be drinking bottles of water that I carry. And the reason I say drinking water is I don't know who's going to need the water more. I don't know if it's going to be us in the, you know, the people in the vehicle, if we break down, or whether it's going to be the radiator or the windshield washer. So I can put that drinking water in the windshield washer fluid bottle. I can put it in the radiator once it's safe to put it in there. And by the way, you never open the radiator cap when the engine's hot. And when the engine is warm and cool down to just warm, what I do is I take a towel. Or if I were in an emergency and had a shirt, I might take my shirt off or my jacket and put that over the radiator cap to prevent me from being scalded when I open the radiator cap. I also carry SAE, which would be the American size sockets and wrenches. I carry metric sockets and wrenches. I carry screwdrivers, a flashlight, a blanket. And a blanket is for if it's really cold and I need a blanket to stay warm, I've got one. If I need to get under the vehicle for a failure, I can put the blanket under the vehicle and get on the blanket to work on it. And I carry booster cables as well. And when I change the oil or service the vehicle, I will cut off the top of the box of the oil filter if it has a box. And it'll say, you know, Fram, whatever the oil filter number is. And then on the back of that, I will write the date, the mileage, that I changed the oil, how many quarts, what brand of oil, what grade of oil. And I will write that on the back, and I'll put that in order in this small Ziploc bag that goes in the glove compartment. So that's how I kind of keep track of maintenance, and that's what I carry in our trunks or truck toolboxes.
Yeah.
That's what, so very much what you do, Kyle. And
yeah, I carry a gallon, actually, also. I forgot about that. I carry a gallon of antifreeze that's pre-mixed to 50-50.
Right.
And what I do, I don't really have water back there unless I know we're taking a trip. Then mm-hmm. I'll do it. I'll put water back in there. But, the other thing that I have also found that works really well, especially if it's all you're dealing with is changing a tire and you happen to be sort of halfway dressed up, is I picked up, a chunk of carpet. And I cut a piece of carpet out that's about 3 foot wide by about 5 feet long, because that's what I can lay down on if I need to, or kneel on. And it helps, gives me a little insulation from the ground if it's cold. And it just keeps me from getting dirty if I'm just sitting in the back there and I've rolled up and I put a piece of baling twine around it. And that's what I use as well. So it might help people.
Yeah. Now, we do the same thing a little differently. We actually cut the carpet to fit the trunk to protect the trunk carpeting that comes with the vehicles. Or if it's an SUV, we take some older carpet that matches the color of the interior, cut it to shape, and it becomes a protector for the factory carpeting in the SUV. We'll be right back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle Harris is with us, and we're talking about vehicles. I want to share a quick story with you. So, my son handed me something this morning. He handed me a little tester. And I'll tell you a little bit about what this is after I tell you this short story. So he and his friend decided to take a winter trip and out of state for a couple days. And they were telling me that they were going to take this trip. And I said, okay, what vehicle are you going to take? And he said, well, we'll probably take our ML320, which is a 1999 Mercedes all-wheel drive. Or can we maybe borrow your Mercedes 2000 vintage E430 all-wheel drive? Sure. It's fine with me. I'd like you to avoid the salt so it doesn't, you know, trash the E430, but the ML, you know, that's got some rust on it, so it makes sense. The tires are good. And what they decided to do is take other person's truck, an F-350 Ford V10. Made no sense to me. Like, why would you take a V10 when you can take a V6? But they said, well, it's heavier and, you know, it might snow. And by the way, the other family, they service their vehicle all the time. They have these really good guys. They keep it, you know, up to date and serviced and well-maintained. It's really good. And I said, well, can't be any better maintained than we maintain our vehicles. Impossible. Can't be done. Well, you know, so they took the F-350 V10, and they were out of state, and the check engine light came on, and the truck wouldn't go over 20 miles an hour, and it was sleeting and snowing, and temperatures were really, really cold. So I got a call. Hey, Dad, here's what's happening. And so I said, well, I guess you probably ought to bring it to find a dealer. Well, they couldn't find a dealer. Finally, they were able to find a dealer that would look at it the next morning. And the dealer said, oh, okay, we know what's wrong. Put it on the computer. You need new ignition wires, you need new spark plugs, and you need a new exhaust gas recirculation valve, $3,000. I said, that's nuts. Here's what you do. So you go to AutoZone, and you buy a tester. And the tester that you buy looks like a pen. And inside, it's got an aluminum nose on this pen that fits over the spark plug wire. It has a neon light on it, and the other end is aluminum that you hold. And you can put it over each spark plug wire, and it will light up as the spark fires from that particular spark plug wire. And you can tell whether you've got good spark plugs or not based on the intensity of the tester. And that'll, for $10, $8.99, that will plus tax, that'll tell you whether, $8.99 plus tax, that'll tell you whether your spark plugs are firing or not. You don't even have to take them out. And so they got this tested, and they said, they're all good. I said, okay. So you probably have a fuel system problem, and you probably have a plugged up fuel filter. You probably have maybe even freezing in the fuel line, and I think that's going to be the problem. Well, what they did was the other family said, well, we'll just bring out a truck and a trailer, and we'll pick it up, and you can take, we'll put another vehicle on the trailer, we'll bring it out to you. It's like a 500-mile trip. That's what they did. And next morning, they started this truck up. It was warmer, and it drove fine. And so it probably was frozen water in the fuel line because they probably got some fuel mixed with water because of the sleet and snow and so forth. And what I'm saying is, so just because the dealership says that you've got all these problems with your vehicle and just because you're out of state and you've got a gun to your head, they may not be telling you the truth. So that brings you back to the OBD2 scanner for $35 or so. You get that and bring that with you. And you may want to get one of these spark plug testing tools that I talked about. Kyle, any comments on that?
That's excellent. Very excellent, Ben. And I happen to think of one other thing. Is this happened one time in my life. Actually, we'll cover it after the break.
Yeah. And you know what, class? When you're traveling, the dealerships really think they've got you by the throat. They really do. And they may not be replacing the parts that you need. So you need to know a little bit in advance about how to use some of the tools that we're talking about. Kyle and I will be right back. And Kyle, you talked about manuals. I looked at our manual shelf in the studio, and I found some Porsche manuals that I bought. They're now on sale, half price, $809 on eBay, half price. Wow. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.